Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today is Wednesday of Holy Week. This is where Jesus experienced so much of the weight of our sin. He experienced the depths of our sin, and he chose to die for it. God could have gotten himself out of there, but he wished to die for us. He chose it, and it was a horrible death. He did that for us and for our sins. So how do we thank him? How do we honor him? Perhaps these are the days when you simply dwell on, are there sins I need to confess? Are there sinful habits I need to change? And make sure that you do make a decision in some way. But the most important thing is to draw closer to God himself, because it doesn't matter how long you've been away from him, he knows you, he loves you, he wants to draw you very close to himself. He wants to give you true freedom. He wants to give you a peaceful mind and heart. He wants you to love him. This is our time, brothers and sisters, to turn away from anything that would hurt our God. The opening prayer for today says this: O God, who willed your Son to submit for our sake to the yoke of the cross, so that you might drive from us the power of the enemy, grant us, your servants, to attain the grace of the resurrection through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. God loves us. God's awful death was for us. Do not turn away from him. Or if you have, this is the time, brothers and sisters. Doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. It doesn't matter. If this is a time when you see what you've done to Christ, please open your hearts and receive his mercy, because he will forgive you if you come to him with your sins. Come to him with your weakness. Come to him with the weight you're bearing right now, of whatever kind. Come to Jesus. Please, brothers and sisters, I want this to be a glorious Easter for you. And for that to happen, many of us need to bow down and go to confession. Please, God wants to set us free, that we might hear his voice clearly and follow him. The opening prayer says, O God, who willed your Son to submit for our sake to the yoke of the cross, so that you might drive from us the power of the enemy, grant us, your servants, to attain the grace of the resurrection through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. God wants to give us so much. Open your heart to him. Confess your sins. Receive the power of his life dwelling in you. It comes very quietly. Pay attention. Wait on him. Prophet Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 9, says this to us: The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning he opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, I have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore, I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? And we look at Psalm 69. Lord, in your great love, answer me. For your sake I bear insult, and shame covers my face. I have become an outcast to my brothers, a stranger to my mother's sons, because zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who blaspheme you fall upon me. Insult has broken my heart, and I am weak. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For consolers, not one could I find. Rather, they put gall in my food, and in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. I will praise the name of God in song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving. See, you lowly ones, and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor. And aren't we all poor in some way? It's not the matter of money. It's our sins, our mistakes, our turning away. Please, brothers and sisters, confess your sin now that we can bring honor and glory to him this Easter. That's what God wants to do for us. The Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurns not. We might be in very difficult situations. We might have sinned much. We might have hurt others very much. Come to him today. Tell the Lord, I sincerely repent of these things, please. And then begin to pray for those who speak against you, who try to hurt you. Pray for them. God will hear your cry, for he loves you in a way without end. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 14 to 25, says this: One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you? And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, The teacher says, My appointed time draws near. In your house, I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples. The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him, one after another, Surely it is not I, Lord. He said in reply, He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born. Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, Surely it is not I, Rabbi. And he answered, You have said so. Brothers and sisters, think of that. Think of the ways in which he had been betrayed. Think of the beatings. Thinking of so much that is so evil against Jesus. If you look at, my goodness, where was he taken? He was taken not long after that to come before the governor, or whatever he is called, came to him, and he didn't want to give him any reprieve. They took him and crucified him. Can you imagine what a death that must have been? What a horror that must have been for everybody. Some people had second thoughts when they saw it, I'm sure. But many people said, good riddance. Brothers and sisters, on this coming Easter Sunday, we want to give all the glory, all the honor. We want to give the Lord our attention, time with him, being with him, thanking him for what he has done for us. Can you imagine? This God who so loves us and who so cares for us was crucified in the most horrible way. You've got a crown of thorns on your head. You've got nails into your hands and your feet. Can you imagine what that suffering would be like? Oh, brothers and sisters, it is because, ultimately, because of our sin. Please, brothers and sisters, before this great Easter Sunday, let's take time to ask God's forgiveness. Go to confession, please, as I've asked you to before. Please go to confession. Have the slate of your soul be made clean, because God wants you to be with him in heaven. And it has to start with us. Please, brothers and sisters, turn your eyes to him. See what he has endured. Read the gospel passages for this past week, that all of us together might come before him on Easter Sunday and rejoice at what God has done for each and every one of us. Let us be a day of thanksgiving and joy. Thanksgiving to God for what he has done for us. May God give you, really, don't just say, oh, that's good, that's a good idea. Right now, even though we're not right at Easter yet, right now, just say to the Lord, Lord, please forgive me my sin. If you need to go to confession, please go. But let your heart be free on this Easter Sunday for his glory. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.